आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू होल्ड टॉक्स विद एमीर, क्राउन प्रिंस एंड प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑफ कुवैत टुडे। महाराष्ट्र चीफ मिनिस्टर देवेंद्र फडणवीस एलोकेट्स पोर्टफोलियोज टू हिज काउंसिल ऑफ मिनिस्टर्स, रिटेन्स होम मिनिस्ट्री। एकनाथ शिंदे गेट्स अर्बन डेवलपमेंट, फाइनेंस गोज टू अजीत पवार। इंडियाज फॉरेस्ट कवर इंक्रीसेस बाय 1,445 स्क्वायर किलोमीटर्स, सेज इंडिया स्टेट ऑफ फॉरेस्ट रिपोर्ट 2023। इंडिया कंडेम्स अटैक ऑन मैग्डेबर्ग क्रिसमस मार्केट इन जर्मनी। इंडिया टू होस्ट ISSF जूनियर शूटिंग वर्ल्ड कप फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम इन 2025। एंड इन ICC वुमेन्स क्रिकेट चैंपियनशिप, फर्स्ट ODI ऑफ थ्री मैच सीरीज बिटवीन इंडिया एंड वेस्ट इंडीज टू बी प्लेड इन वडोदरा दिस आफ्टरनून। Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Kuwaiti leadership in Kuwait City today. Mr. Modi will be accorded a ceremonial guard of honour at the Bayan Palace, following which he will be holding separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait and the Crown Prince of Kuwait. Prime Minister Modi will also hold delegation-level talks with the Prime Minister of Kuwait. Mr. Modi arrived in Kuwait on a two-day visit to the West Asian nation, marking the first trip by an Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait in 43 years. He is visiting Kuwait at the invitation of Kuwaiti Emir Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah. Yesterday, Mr. Modi addressed a massive gathering of Indian diaspora at a special event in Kuwait City. He lauded the hard work, achievement and contribution of the Indian community to the development of Kuwait and fostering India-Kuwait ties.
आपने कुवैत के कैनवास पर भारतीय हुनर का रंग भरा है। आपने कुवैत में भारत के टैलेंट, टेक्नोलॉजी और ट्रेडिशन का मसाला मिक्स किया है। आप में से जो इंजीनियर्स हैं, आर्किटेक्ट हैं, वे कुवैत के नेक्स्ट जनरेशन इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का निर्माण कर रहे हैं। जब भी मैं कुवैत की लीडरशिप से बात करता हूं, तो वो आप सभी की बहुत प्रशंसा करते हैं।
Prime Minister Modi extended an invitation to diaspora members to participate in Pravasi Bharatiya Divas and Mahakumbh Mela events to be held next month.
2025 का जनवरी इस बार अनेक राष्ट्रीय उत्सवों का महीना होने वाला है। 8 से 10 जनवरी तक भुवनेश्वर में प्रवासी भारतीय दिवस का आयोजन होगा। मैं आप सबको इस कार्यक्रम के लिए आमंत्रित करता हूं। इसके बाद प्रयागराज में आप महाकुंभ में शामिल होने के लिए प्रयागराज पधारिए। ये 13 जनवरी से 26 फरवरी तक चलने वाला है। और हाँ, आप अपने कुवैती दोस्तों को भी भारत लाइए।
Mr. Modi outlined India's approach as a Vishwabandhu, a friend to the world, and elaborated upon the country's rapid progress and transformation, especially in the fields of technology, infrastructure and sustainability. He said India has the potential to become the world's skill capital, and to achieve this, India is aligning its skill development programs with global needs.
भारत का स्किल यूथ कुवैत की फ्यूचर जर्नी को भी नई स्ट्रेंथ दे सकता है। आने वाले कई दशकों तक भारत दुनिया का सबसे युवा देश रहने वाला है, और इसके लिए भारत दुनिया की जरूरतों को देखते हुए अपने युवाओं का स्किल डेवलपमेंट कर रहा है। दुनिया के देश भी भारत की स्किल मैन पावर के लिए दरवाजे खोल रहे हैं।
Prime Minister Modi also interacted with a cross-section of Indian workers during his visit to a labour camp in Mina Abdullah area of Kuwait. The labour camp has a workforce of around 1,500 Indian nationals hailing from different states of India. During the interaction, the Prime Minister inquired about the well-being of Indian workers and discussed various welfare schemes initiated by the Indian government over the past 10 years. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office PMO said, Mr. Modi's visit to the labor camp symbolizes the importance the Prime Minister attaches to the welfare of Indian workers abroad. In the last few years, the government has undertaken several technology-based initiatives such as e-migrate portal, MADAD portal and upgraded Pravasi Bharatiya Bima Yojana for the welfare of Indian workers abroad. Prime Minister Modi also met 101-year-old Mangal Sen Handa, a former Indian Foreign Service IFS officer who now resides in Kuwait and had served in Kuwait, UK, Iraq, China, Argentina and Cambodia before retiring about 4 decades ago. The Prime Minister also attended the opening ceremony of the 26th Arabian Gulf Cup as the chief guest at the Jaber Al Ahmed International Stadium. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis has allocated portfolios to his Council of Ministers. The Chief Minister has retained crucial Home Ministry. He will also hold Energy, Law and Judiciary, General Administration, Information and Publicity and departments not allocated to any other minister. Shiv Sena leader and Deputy CM Eknath Shinde got the portfolios of Urban Development, Housing and Public Works, Public Enterprises. NCP leader and Deputy CM Ajit Pawar got the important Finance and Planning Ministry along with State Excise. Maharashtra BJP President Chandrasekhar Bavankule became the State Revenue Minister. BJP's Radhakrishna V.K. Patil was assigned the portfolio of Water Resources, Godavari and Krishna Valley Development Corporation, while NCP's Hassan Mushrif got the Medical Education Ministry. BJP's Chandrakant Patil was assigned the Higher and Technical Education Ministry as well as Parliamentary Affairs, while Girish Mahajan was assigned the responsibility of Water Resources, Vidarbha Tapi Konkan Development Corporation as well as Disaster Management. In Punjab, a multi-story building collapsed in Mohali near Chandigarh last evening. State Police Chief Gaurav Yadav said that NDRF and the Army, along with police, is trying to search and rescue those expected to be buried under the debris. Medical teams are on the spot and all surrounding hospitals have been alerted. Official sources said that a woman from Tyog in Himachal Pradesh, who was rescued by the NDRF in a critical condition, succumbed to her injuries. Quoting Army sources, our Jalandhar correspondent reports that as per preliminary information, 15 people are feared trapped under the debris. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Several decisions have been taken related to goods and service tax, GST, in the 55th meeting of the GST Council held in Jaisalmer, Rajasthan yesterday. The meeting was chaired by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. It was attended by the Chief Ministers, Deputy Chief Ministers, State Finance Ministers and officials of the Ministry of Finance. Addressing a press conference after the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman said the GST Council has decided rate cut on fortified rice kernels to 5% and recommends amendment to definition of prepackaged and labelled items. She said the GST Council has decided to reduce or exempt tax rates on many items. Ms. Sitharaman said that gene therapy has been exempted from GST.
Gene therapy, which is now very critical for life-saving, have been totally exempt. A reduction in the rate of fortified rice kernels, which are classifiable under 1904, to 5%. As you know, fortified rice kernels are supplied with an intent of they getting passed on to the PDS. So the poor benefit from it, and it was a conscious decision.
Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, released the India State of Forest Report 2023, ISFR 2023, at the Forest Research Institute in Dehradun yesterday. According to the latest assessment, the total forest and tree cover in India stands at 8,27,357 square kilometres, representing 25.17% of the country's total geographical area. Of this, 7,15,343 square kilometres is classified as forest cover, while 1,12,000 14 square kilometers is tree cover. Mr. Yadav expressed satisfaction over the increase in the country's forest and tree cover, which has grown by 1,445 square kilometers since the 2021 assessment.
हमने जो पेरिस एग्रीमेंट में कहा था विशेष रूप से हमने कहा था इंडिया हैज कमिटेड टू क्रिएट एन एडिशनल कार्बन सिंक ऑफ 2.5 टू 3 बिलियन टन्स ऑफ CO2 इक्वलेंट थ्रू एडिशनल फॉरेस्ट एंड ट्री कवर बाय 2030। आज CO2 इक्वलेंट की जो बेसलाइन 2005 में हमारी 28.414 बिलियन टन थी आज वो इंक्रीज होकर के 2.29 बिलियन टन हो गई है और एक लक्ष्य के हिसाब से अगर यही ट्रेंड रहता है तो 2030 में हमारा जो अचीवमेंट है 31.71 ये हम लोग अपने लक्ष्य को प्राप्त करेंगे।
Under the animal exchange program between Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat, a pair of Giri lions has been brought to Bhopal from Junagarh's Sakkarbagh Zoo, in Gujarat. Both these lions have been kept in Van Vihar National Park in the capital city Bhopal. Efforts were being made to bring lions from Junagarh's Gir National Park to Madhya Pradesh for the last 16 years. We have more from our correspondent.
In exchange for the lions of Gujarat, two tigers have been sent to the Sakkarbagh Zoo from the Bandhavgarh National Park in Madhya Pradesh. Van Vihar National Park Bhopal's Deputy Director Sunil Sinha informed the media that the lions will be kept in isolation for 21 days. After this, tourists will be able to see them. The age of both the lions is between 3 to 4 years. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav, while welcoming the Gir lions on the land of Madhya Pradesh, said that now the lion population will increase in Madhya Pradesh and new doors of tourism and employment will open. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
India has condemned the horrific attack in Magdeburg, Germany, that has reportedly killed 5 people and injured over 200. The Ministry of External Affairs, in a statement, described the incident as a horrific and senseless attack at a Christmas market. 7 Indian nationals were also injured in Magdeburg Christmas market attack. India continues to make its mark on the global sporting map. More from our correspondent.
For the first time, the country will host the International Shooting Sport Federation, ISSF, Junior World Cup in 2025. This will be the third high-profile ISSF event in India, following the Senior World Cup in Bhopal and the ISSF World Cup final earlier this year. And now, from the shooting range to the cricket pitch, the women in blue are ready to dazzle. The Indian women's cricket team will take on the West Indies today in the first ODI of the ICC Championship Series in Vadodara. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. IST. After clinching a 2-1 victory in the T20 International Series, India is aiming to keep their winning streak alive. As cricket creates waves, Indian squash is set for an electrifying finale. In the Western India Slam, it's an all-Indian showdown in the women's singles final as Anahat Singh, fresh from her Asian Games success, takes on top-seeded Akansha Salunkhe. The final begins at 2:45 p.m. IST in Mumbai. With Mayur Jain's report, Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Sunil. The top story in dailies refers the outcome of the 55th meeting of the GST Council. GST Council rejigs rates, defers call on insurance, headlines Hindustan Times. The Permanent Mission of India to the UN organized a special event, Meditation for Global Peace and Harmony, to mark the first World Meditation Day at UN headquarters, reports the Tribune. The Asian Age quotes Prime Minister Modi as saying, "Make meditation part of life." According to the External Affairs Ministry, nearly 2,200 cases of violence against Hindus and other minorities were reported in Bangladesh till 8th December, writes the statesman. Three streams of Ganga have been unified to enhance bathing facilities for the Mahakumbh, reports the Pioneer. And finally, the latest biennial State of Forest report brings some good news. India's total forest and tree cover has grown by an area equivalent to Delhi to now cover 25.17% of the country, reports Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Emir, Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Kuwait today. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis allocates portfolios to his Council of Ministers, retains Home Ministry. Eknath Shinde gets urban development. Finance goes to Ajit Pawar. India's forest cover increases by 1,445 square kilometres, says India State of Forest Report 2023. India condemns attack on Magdeburg Christmas market in Germany. India to host ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup for the first time in 2025. And in ICC Women's Cricket Championship, first ODI of three-match series between India and West Indies to be played in Vadodara this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.